All right, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
I don't know about you, but I am very excited to see everyone here today.
不知道你感觉怎么样，但是今天早上我见到大家，我非常的兴奋。
You guys look really excited to be here too.
你们看上去也是很兴奋。
Yeah?
是不是的？
I know that there are some concerns which cause people to not be able to be here today.
我知道最近呢有些事情就是引起大家呢就是不愿意来聚会。
But as for me and my house,
但是对我和我的家人来说
we will be here.
我们会在这里。
We enjoy being here.
我们呢在这里总是很开心。
I look forward to seeing my brothers and sisters.
我每次都是盼望着见到我的弟兄姐妹。
And I see in the Word of God that there is something special why God calls His people to worship together.
那我也从经文上看到，当神呼召他的子民一起敬拜他的时候呢，总是有一个有总是很特别。
That means that there's something special that occurs when brothers and sisters come together.
因为我们知道当弟兄姐妹聚集在一起的时候会有一些特别的事情。
很特别的。
很特殊的。
Something special that happens.
很特殊的事情会发生。
Yeah. And I'm excited for that this morning.
为此呢我是非常的兴奋。
You might be excited. I can't see it on your face.
或许我觉得你或许你也会兴奋但是我在你的脸上看不到
And I know that some of us might be afraid to be here
我知道我们当中有些人可能就是害怕到这里来
I feel that I'm more like the English young people
我觉得呢我好像是就是感觉我是讲英文的那些年轻的人
Because as an ABC kid
就像我们说的就是在美国长大的华人的孩子
You just don't take the coronavirus that seriously
我们呢对这个新冠状病毒呢不是那么的重视
Because the English, I mean we're hugging and we're, you know, I see Alva and I'd see him and we'd be like Yo, what's up brother, right? Give me your germs, you know
因为我看到他们的时候呢我们仍旧在相互的拥抱相互的握手
And it hurts for me as a physical expressive person
因为对我来说呢我是一个非常就是就是把我的感愿意把我的感情表达出来
That when I see someone I want to give them a hug they're like
但是呢对我这样的人来说呢当我想给人家一个拥抱的时候人家躲着我的时候呢对我来说是非常的伤心
I'm like, I washed my hands.
我跟他们说我洗过手
Except after Alva right there If you are you happy to see each other here?
那你们今天早上是不是很开心呢见到相互见面的时候
Yes, yes,
yes.
Yeah, you are too, right? Okay, you look like you're scared of me, you're very far away ItWould you turn to someone next? You don't have to shake hands, but just tell someone next to you, I am so glad to be here, and I am so glad that you are here. Okay?
那你今天早上能不能相互说？
你说我非常高兴在这里，我非常高兴看到你在这里。Steve, did you give me a hug yet?okay. Okay. So in light of that.
所以与在
whatever. We have, but we do love the people. I think if we're on live stream right now, we do love our brothers and sisters that for whatever reason are staying home.
但是呢当然就是 与此同时就是我们有些弟兄姐妹选择待在家里的话我们也非常 我们同样也非常的爱他们
We don't look down on that
我们并没有把他们看低
In fact our deacons are so sensitive and are so full of love to those people
其实我们的长子们呢也非常的就是关心他们，也非常的爱他们。
That we have testing or going on right now live stream.
所以呢啊、我们呢就装了这个摄像头呢，就是在网上直播我们的敬拜。
Hopefully this is not a reason for you next week to not come. Okay.
但是呢，希望这因为我们在网上有直播，这并不是你的理由，就是下周就不来了。
This may have a good thing for our church in the future outside of any pandemic.
或许呢，这也是就是以后万一有此类事情发生的时候呢，这也是对我们教会可以以后做的一项事工。
So we say hi to brothers and sisters who are not able to join us.
所以我们呢，现在向我们在就是家里看我们敬拜会的弟兄姐妹们打招呼。
That's why this morning we're going to continue on in our series of meeting Jesus.
那今天早上呢，我们要继续我们的这个讲座与耶稣相遇。
And today we're going to meet Jesus in the storm.
那今天呢，我们会在风暴中与耶稣相遇。
We're going to meet Jesus on the water.
耶稣在水上。
No, yeah, we're going to meet Jesus. And our topic today.
那我们主题今天是。
We're going to talk about fear.
是惧怕。
We're going to talk about fear.
我们今天的主题是惧怕。
In my house, every now and then.You will hear a frightening scream.
在我家里有时候，时不时的就能听到尖叫声。
It is one of the girls.
我们也知道这其中我的一个女孩子他们在尖叫。
It's not just one. It will come from one of the girls.
不仅仅是一个，但是是从一个女孩子的声音。
And you will hear it. It's loud. The whole house can hear it.
整个屋子都能听到，非常的响。
And you'll hear, Daddy, CJ.
你们会听到女孩子在大声尖叫，说爸爸。
Come here.
来，快过来。
There's a spider.
这里有个蜘蛛。
Get rid of it.
把这个蜘蛛拿走。
And I will sometimes come and catch the spider and spare it, and then let it to go live another day.
有时候呢，我会来，就是把这个蜘蛛拿走，把它放到外面。
When CJ comes to the spider,
但是当我的儿子CJ 来抓这个蜘蛛的时候，
he looks at the spider,
他看着这个蜘蛛，
and he uses his hand and smashes the spider like that.
他呢就用他的手一拳把它打死。
And then his sisters will go ah.
那他的姐妹们呢就非常的感觉恶心。
And then he'll go ah, show his strength.
那他就会呢显示他非常的强壮。
Over that little tiny spider.
对这个小蜘蛛来说。
Yes, the girls of my house have a fear of little bugs.
那是的啊，我的女孩们呢对这个蜘蛛呢有一种恐惧感。
And the girls of my house include that little girl right there, my 姐妹。
那我们家的女孩子包括我的太太。
Now you might laugh at my family girls' fear of spiders.
或者呢，你对就是我们家孩子的对对蜘蛛的恐惧呢，你觉得很好笑。
You might just like I laugh when my mother, where's my mother? She's afraid of snakes.
就像我一样的，我知道我的母亲害怕蛇，所以我也嘲笑她。
I always thought that was so funny. I would try to scare her with snakes all the time, rubber snakes, you know.
那我呢，有时候就用那种假的蛇去，害怕，就是去吓她。
Note for the young men who hope to get married one day.
那我们也要注意到，就是那些年轻的男孩子某一天会结婚。
One of the ways that my father won the heart of my mother.
那我父亲得到我母亲的心的方式之一是
They grew up in the church youth group together.
他们呢在同一个教会的那个青年聚会当中一同长大的。
And I heard the story that when my father found out, he's younger than my mother, but when he found out that she is deathly afraid of snakes.
那当他们年轻的时候，其实我的父亲比我母亲年龄稍微小一点。当我父亲发现我的母亲就是非常的害怕蛇的时候
，They would sing in the church choir together。
那他们一起在教会的诗班唱歌。
They all had notebooks like this.
他们呢一同拿着诗歌本。
To sing their songs.
唱诗歌。
And my father, when she put her folder down, he put a fake snake inside of her choir.
那我的父亲呢，就是他们唱完把诗歌本放下的时候，他在诗歌本里面放了一条假的蛇。
So when she came up to sing for the choir.
那他我的母亲上来唱歌的时候。
She screamed and threw up her book with the rubber snake flying out.
她发现她打开诗歌本的时候，发现了这条蛇，她就吓了一大跳，把这个诗歌本都扔了。
That's how my father won my mother's heart.
那这就是我父亲如何赢得我母亲的方式。
Young men,
年轻人
，You want to have the girl fall in love with you.
那年轻人，如果你想女孩子爱你们
，Don't scare her too much.
不要吓着他们。
But you have to be able to make her laugh.
但是你要使他们开心的笑。
So we might laugh at people's fear of little bugs.
或者呢，我们知道某些人惧怕小虫子，
我们会嘲笑他们。Or the fear of snakes.
或者害怕蛇，我们会嘲笑他们。
I think it's very funny that my daughter Bethany, she's afraid of holes.Things with like
don't. 我觉得我的女儿 Bethany 就是害怕看到那种小洞，她非常的害怕，我觉得很滑稽。
When she sees something with many many holes in it, she gets very scared.
但是她看到当她看到就是有一些东西有很多小洞洞的，她就感觉很害怕。
You might laugh at that.
你或许会笑这些
I think we laugh at all these different fears that exist.
我知道我们就是对某有一些不同的害怕惧怕呢，我们都会嘲笑。
But deep down,
但是呢，在内心深处
，if you are humble and honest with yourself,
如果你对你自己足够的谦卑和诚实的话
，you will be able to admit that you too have fears.
那你呢也会承认就是你自己也有惧怕。
Sometimes when people are humble,
有时候呢当一个人很谦卑的时候
their fears are very obvious.
那他们的惧怕呢恐惧呢就非常的明显。
Sometimes if you're a person like me who's not as humble,
但是呢有时候如果你和我一样就是不是那么谦卑的时候
And you have a very strong will.
那你呢就是自己的意志力非常的强。
I've built my life responding to the fears that I find in my own life, by fighting my fears with my own strength.
那我呢就是对那种恐惧的反应呢我已经呢就是用通过我自己的意志力呢来和他就是战斗我的恐惧感。
It wasn't until last year,
直到去年,
that the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me that I've been doing this my whole life.
那圣灵呢向我显示，就是我其实这样靠着自己的意志力呢，一直整个的生命都在这样子做。
To the point where I didn't think that I have any fears.
直到呢，我觉得呢，我已经没有任何东西可以恐惧的。
But He finally allowed me to see.
但是呢，圣灵最终呢，还是允许我看到我自己。
And to be aware of my fears.
并且呢，让我意识到我的恐惧。
You may not have a fear of bugs.
或许呢，你并不害怕小虫子。
Or snakes.
或者蛇。
Or holes.
或者小洞。
But you may have a fear of being alone.
但是呢，或许呢，你对孤独有一种恐惧感。
You may have a fear of losing everything that you have worked so hard to gain.
或许呢，你害怕呢，你丢失你努力工作所得来的一切。
Some people have a fear of not being accepted by others.
有些人呢，也有也害怕呢，就是人家不接受他。
The fear of not being the type of person that you always wanted to be.
或者呢，就害怕呢，就是你成为不了那种你想成为的人。
Sometimes we have fears of making the wrong decisions in our life.
有时候呢，我们也害怕，就是在我们的生活当中会做错决定。
And sometimes our fears don't actually come out until we face trying and difficult circumstances.
但有时候呢，我们的恐惧呢，直到就是我们面临试炼和我们面临困境的时候，才会显示出来。
Because when everything is fine,
因为一切都很平安的很都很好的时候
，when your studies are going well,
你学习很顺利
，when your workplace is going smooth.
那你的工作环境也非常的好。
When your family seems okay.
那你的家庭也很好。
When your finances seem stable.
那你经济也很平稳。
When your health is all right.
那你也很健康，没有健康上的问题。
You don't seem to recognize any fear.
那你呢，就好像认识不到任何恐惧。
But when you or someone very close to you is diagnosed with an illness,That may lead to death.
但是呢，当你或者你周围的人呢，或者有诊断出来有绝症的时候
，when your studies become too hard or overwhelming.
当你的学习呢，你觉得太困难的时候
，when the stock market crashes.
或者呢，股票市场下跌的时候
，when your finances get too tight.
或许呢，你经济上觉得很紧张的时候
，when the life that you hoped for is almost daily.Being dashed to pieces.
当你所期望的生活呢，这个梦想破碎的时候。
When there is a global pandemic.
当世界上呢有流行病发生的时候。
Your fears begin to show up.
那你的恐惧感呢就显示出来了。
You know, sometimes fear shows itself in many ways.
其实呢，就是恐惧感呢，其实能从不同的方面显示出来。
Fear may rise up in the form of worry and anxiety and stress.
有时候呢，恐惧感呢，可以从你的担心、焦虑和压力当中显示出来。
Sometimes fear shows up in rushed, unthoughtful decisions.
有时候呢，恐惧呢，会使你呢，就是匆忙的做决定。
Sometimes fear may lead to a feeling of being paralyzed, unable to move forward.
有时候呢，恐惧感呢，会使你觉得好像瘫痪了，无法再往前行了。
Now let me be clear.
那我要说明一点。
Sometimes fear may be a good thing.
但是有时候呢，恐惧或许是一种好事。
But more often than not, fear can be very, very bad.
但是呢，通常呢，恐惧呢，可以成为通常来说呢，可以成为一件坏事。
Oftentimes, fear is affecting us in ways that you can't even begin to understand.
通常呢，就是恐惧感对我们的影响呢，是我们自己都理解不了的。
Because fear can.Begin to control you.
因为恐惧呢，可以开始控制我们。
And more often than not, it is used by the enemy of God to keep his grip on you.
并且呢，通常呢，我们的敌人呢，可以通过恐惧来控制我们。
This morning, though,
今天早上
if you are a Christian.
如果你是一位基督徒的话
I want you to know
我希望你明白
that God has many, many principles for his children regarding fear.
那我希望你明白神对他的孩子来说呢对恐惧这个观念呢神其实有非常多的原则。
God desires for you to overcome fear.
神的期望是你要战胜恐惧。
In fact, the one command that is most often repeated over and over and over again throughout the Bible is not to love him with all your heart.Even though that is a very foundational principle.
事实上呢，在圣经上一次又一次重复的一个诫命呢，并不是就是并不是我们最大的最基本的诫命是爱人，是爱。
虽然 爱是对一个基督徒是一个很重要 的这个真理、原则。Would you believe, however, that the most frequented command throughout the Bible, occurring over 350 times, is the command to not fear?
在圣经上重复了350遍的这个一个诫命呢，就是要我们不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕。
Fear not.
不要惧怕。
So throughout the Word of God, God is using this command to show us that fear is an issue in our lives.
通过经文呢，神也向我们显示，就是惧怕呢，是我们生活上的一个问题。
And so over and over again, God has to command us and remind us of the nature of fear in our lives.
所以呢，一次又一次，神要给我们诫命，神要提醒我们这个啊，我们惧怕的这个本质。
We are not to fear anything.
我们呢，应该是不用惧怕任何的事。
Except to fear God Himself.
我们呢，只有惧怕神。
So today I want us to open our Bibles. Grab your Bibles. Open up your phones.Turn to Matthew 17.
我们今天早上来打开我们的圣经马太福音。
14, I'm sorry.
马太福音第十四章。
Matthew 14, and it's after the occurrence where Jesus feeds the 5,000.
马太福音第十四章，在耶稣喂饱五千人之后。
And we're going to see that in this one tightly knit passage that Jesus gives us several.Very important principles for us to learn regarding fear.
在这几节经文里呢，有几点非常重要的原则，就是神让我们要学习如何对待恐惧。
But let's turn our attention to Him and ask Him to be our teacher this morning.
让我们一起呢，定睛于神，仰望于神。
Heavenly Father, we come before you and we are so glad to be here in the midst of our brothers and sisters.
我们亲爱的天父，今天早上我们非常的高兴聚集在一起和我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because we do believe that your will for us to gather together means that something very special happens.When your children gather together to worship you,
因为我们知道，当你的孩子们聚集在一起敬拜你的时候，总是有一些特别的事情。
We believe that.
我们相信这一点。
And we want to receive that.
我们希望接受这一点。
We want to ask Lord that you would humble our hearts this morning.
我们请求神呢，谦卑我们的心。
Because a humble and a contrite heart you will not despise.
因为你不会看低我们这颗，如果我们的心是谦卑的，你不会看低我们的心。
In fact, you give grace to the humble.
因为你总是把恩典给予那些谦卑的人。
That when we are humble, you will help us to have a teachable heart.
因为我们有一颗谦卑的心，那我们就有一颗受教的心。
Show us, Lord,The fears that we face in our life.
神啊，显示给我们看到，让我们看到我们对在我们生活中的惧怕。
Show us how we may have been responding to fears in an ungodly way, perhaps.
那也显示给让我们看到，就是我们如何能够用一种正确的神的方式来对待我们的恐惧。
And show us your ways.Of how we may face and overcome our fears.
请你把你的心意显示给我们看，让我们知道如何来战胜我们的恐惧。
But we want to turn our attention to you.
让我们今天晚上，让我们今天早上，聚集于你的身上。
We want to have hearts that are open to the receiving of your word.
我们希望我们有一颗开放的心，能够接收到你的话语。
And we know that we need the Spirit that resides in us to unfold and unlock the truths for us.
我们需要住在我们里面的圣灵来打开这一切。
We want to see you at work today here.
我们希望看到你的你今天在我们当中的我们中间的做工。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音第十四章。
We're going to look at a few verses 22 through 24 first.
我们先来看看二十二节到二十四节。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Immediately, say immediately. He made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds.
第二十二节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
Verse 23, and after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone.
二十三节，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
But the boat by this time was a long way from the land. It was beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them.
那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。
The disciples found themselves in the middle of a terrible storm.
那这些门徒呢，其实他们正处在一个风暴当中。
In this boat, it says that it was being beaten by the waves and the wind that was pushing against them.
那在这个船里，就是风不顺的时候，这个船呢被海浪摇荡。
You know,
冲荡冲。
I'm sorry, go ahead.
冲击，被海浪冲击。
You know, something that we have to remember when we're reading through the Gospels.
但是呢，在我们读经文的时候呢，我们一定要记得。
These disciples did not start off as men with great faith.
这些门徒呢，其实他们不是从一个信心很大的人开始的。
These are men who are willing to follow Jesus.
这些呢，是一群愿意跟随耶稣基督的。
These are men who knew the cost of following Jesus.
他们知道跟随耶稣的代价是什么。
But more often than not,
但是呢，通常
what we read about is not the strength of their faith, but rather the weakness of their faith.
通常我们读到的呢，并不是说他们的信心有如何的强壮，我们读到的呢，是他们的信心其实是如何的微弱。
We often read in the beginning of their journeys that they had a faith that often failed.
我们呢，通常也读到，就是在他们一开始他们的行程的时候呢，他们的信心呢，往往呢，慢慢的就失败了。
Not that they didn't have faith.
不是说他们没有信心。
They had faith.
他们有信心。
But their faith was weak.
但是他们的信心呢，非常的微弱。
And yet, I think here we see one of the first principles that we need to see in this passage.
但是呢，在这里呢，我们可以看到，就是第一个原则。
That Jesus, knowing that their faith was weak and incomplete,
耶稣知道他们的信心是微弱和不完美的。
But he still led them into the storm.
但是呢，他仍旧呢带领他们来到这个风暴当中。
Jesus.Would lead his followers into stormy seas.
那耶稣呢，会带领他的跟随者呢，来到这个风暴当中的海洋，风暴的海洋当中。
Not always to prove their faith.
并不是说要证明他们的信心。
But rather to build up their faith.
而是要建造他们的信心。
We see this in verse 22.
我们在第二十二节当中可以看到。
Because we see that it was Jesus who made the disciples get into the boat, and he made them go before him to the other side of the sea.
我们在二十二节当中看到，是耶稣让他们上船，先到海岸的对面去。
So who is it that led them into the storm?
那是谁引领他们到这个风暴当中的呢？
It was Jesus.
是耶稣。
Jesus, knowing that their faith was weak, told them to get into the boat and go.
耶稣知道他们的信心微弱，所以耶稣叫他们上船，先到海的对面去。
Jesus not only allowed them to go into the storm.
耶稣不仅仅允许他们进入这个风暴当中。
Jesus told them and led them.Into the storm.
而是耶稣告诉他们，带领他们进入这个风暴。
These disciples were facing a terrible storm.
这些门徒呢，面临着一个非常可怕的风暴。
Where it says that the waves were beating against them and the wind was pushing against them.
在这个风暴当中呢，海浪冲击着他们，风呢也吹着他们，大风也吹着他们。
And yet they were exactly where Jesus wanted them to be.
但是呢，其实呢，他们就是耶稣正想让他们所，这个处境呢，正是耶稣希望他们所身处的。
This is a principle that we also need to see here.
我们这个原则呢，我们希望大家能在这里看到这一点。
That when you are a child of God, following Jesus,
当你是一个神的孩子的时候，你跟随耶稣的时候
，and you are walking in the will of God,
当你在跟着耶稣的意志而行的时候
，even if you find yourself in the middle of a storm,
甚至你在风暴当中见着自己的时候。
You are exactly where Jesus wants you to be.
这也是耶稣希望你所身处的。
You are exactly where Jesus wants you to be.
当你在风暴当中的时候呢，正是耶稣希望你所身处的之地。
The head of our children worship group, our sister Nancy.
我们儿童崇拜的负责人Nancy 姐妹。
Nancy has had an idea that she's starting for the children worship.
当Nancy 开始就是我们儿童崇拜的时候呢，她有个主意。
She has this idea to help answer a lot of the kids' questions about God.
他呢就希望能够回答孩子对神的一些问题。
And so she asked Pastor James and myself, you know, every now and then, can we have our kids write down their questions about God, and you guys can answer it on a video?
那他呢就让这些孩子呢就写下他们的问题，然后呢有有那个 James 和Alex 长老呢。在录一段录像，就是回答他们的问题。
And so, I got a question this week from a little girl at our church named Niu Niu.
那这个礼拜呢，就是呢，我收到一个问题，就是从我们教会的孩子，名字叫妞妞，她写的。
What's your English name again?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. A little girl named Lindsay at our church. She's a cute little girl.
那我们教会的这个小女孩叫妞妞。
She had this question she wrote on a paper.
他写的问题是
She wrote, My mom and I pray to God.
我的母亲和我呢，向神祷告。
But how do I know that he answers and hears my prayers?
那我怎么才能知道他神是听到并且回答我的祷告呢？
And one of the things that I did to answer her question in the video.
那其中就是我回答的其中一点就是
I was recording this video in my backyard because Nancy says she wants it to be very natural. So I was in my backyard, you can see my dog.
我呢其实在后院录的这段录像。
And one of the things that I mentioned in the video to answer Niu Niu's question
那其中一点就是我提到的是
was that when you're a child of God, you learn to love the things that God loves.
当你是一位神的孩子的时候，你就会爱神所爱的。
学习， You will learn.
你会学习爱神所爱的。
And you learn to hate the things that God hates.
那你也会就是憎恶神所憎恶的。
And so that when you pray and you ask God,
当你祷告问神的时候,
you learn to ask more and more for things not that what God hates, but the things that God loves.
那你就会学习呢, 会越来越多地问神就是神所爱的事情, 而不是神所憎恶的事情。
And so when you ask for things that God loves,
当你问神所爱的事情的时候,
then when you pray and you ask, you ought to ask with confidence.
那你祷告问的时候呢, 你就会充满信心地问。
Because that's what the Bible promises us in 1 John 5.
因为在约翰一书里面，神是这样应许我们的。
First John 5:14 or something. When you ask for the things that pleases God, because you know it pleases God, you can pray with confidence.
当你在问神的事，请求神的时候，你知道这是对神来说是一件神会喜悦的，那你就会充满信心的来祈求。
That's right. When you learn to love the things that God loves,
当你学习到爱神所爱的事情的时候，
and you learn to hate the things that God hates,
你憎恶神所憎恶的事情的时候，
not only do you pray with confidence,
你不仅仅是充满信心的祷告，
you can live with confidence.
你也可以充满信心的活着。
That's what it means to walk in God's will.
这就是跟随神心意行走的意思。
So that when you are walking in God's will, as you're learning to love what He loves and hate what He hates,
所以在当你学习神所爱的和神所憎恶的， 你就在神的心意里行走。
Even when you find yourself now in the middle of a storm,
甚至呢，你现在所处的环境呢，是正在风暴当中。
You can be confident.
你仍旧是充满信心的。
That you are exactly where Jesus wants you to be.
你就是你所在的位置，就是耶稣希望你所在的。
That is what it means to walk in the will of God.
这就是跟随神的心意行走的意思。
These disciples were learning to love the things that Jesus loves.
这些门徒呢，正在学习耶稣所爱的事情。
You can see their simple, maybe weak, but simple faith.
你可以看到，虽然是微弱，但是看到他们的信心。
That when Jesus tells them to get on the boat and go to the other side, they just do it.
当耶稣让他们上船到海的对岸去，他们就照着行。
They get onto this boat.
他们上了船。
They start moving to the other side like Jesus told them to.
他们就像耶稣跟他们讲一样的，开始往对岸前行。
And yet before you know it, they find themselves in the middle of a storm.
在他们意识到之前呢，他们其实已经身处在一个风暴之中。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we lack imagination.
在我们阅读圣经的时候，我们有时候呢没有一定的想象力。
We read the Bible in a very flat manner, not in a very imaginative way.
我们很多时候读圣经的时候就是平平淡淡读，没有很多的想象力。
It says though that now, by now, the boat was a long way away from land.
那这个时候呢，其实呢，这个船呢，其实已经离海岸很远了。
In John's account, he actually tells us that they're about 4 miles away from land, in a sea that is about 8 miles wide.
那其实呢，约翰也提到，其实这艘船，这只船呢，其实已经在海的中间，因为4英里左右离海岸，但这个海面呢，大概是8英里长。
That means they're about halfway.
所以这个船呢，正是在海的中间。
And the boat was being beaten by waves. That means the waves are smashing up against the boat.
那海浪呢，在冲击着这个船。
And the wind is so forceful that it is pushing against them.
风呢，非常的强烈，在吹着这个船。
They're trying to follow Jesus' command to get to the other side.
他们呢在试图要 遵守遵循耶稣的诫命，要往对岸前行。
But the wind is against them.
但是呢风浪是对着他们吹的。
The wind is against them.
这个风浪是对着他们，使他们无法前行。
You have to picture this.
你呢一定要想象这个场景。
They're trying so hard to keep going the way that Jesus wants them to go.
他们呢非常的努力呢在朝着耶稣朝着那个耶稣让他们走的那个方向去。
But the wind is against them.
但是呢风浪是对着他们的。
They are fighting the wind to keep going.
他们呢在风浪在与风浪的在与风浪的作战中呢艰难的前行。
Losing the ship was a possibility.
丢失这个船也是一种可能。
Losing their life was a possibility.
甚至呢丢失生命也是一种可能。
I wonder if anyone on that boat started to share their fears.
那我呢就在想呢可能船上的人呢可能就会就要开始就是相互讨论他们的恐惧了。
I wonder if anyone started to grumble under their breath.
我不知道可能也有人开始就是在轻声的轻声的开始轻声的抱怨了。
抱怨 that sounds scary. Or, maybe they started to express their doubt.
或者呢，他们也开始呢怀疑了。
Why are we doing this?
我们为什么要这样子做呢？
This is too hard.
这真的是太艰难了。
We're only halfway.
我们呢，其实只行了一半的路程。
Would Jesus really want us to keep going?
耶稣是真的希望我们往前行吗？
Did he know that there was going to be a storm?
他知道有这个风暴的来临吗？
He's the one who told us to go to the other side, but does he even know what we're in right now?
他是让我们要到对岸去，但是我们现在所处的他知不知道呢？
He's not even here with us.
他并没有和我们在一起。
Maybe it would be easier to give in and stop fighting the wind and just go back to where we started.
或许呢，我们应该就放弃，按着风向行，往回走。
Maybe we need to take matters into our own hands.
或者呢，我们应该来自己掌控，我们的事情。
Because if we don't do something now,
如果我们现在不做任何事情的话，
something bad is going to happen. It's going to get worse.
我们知道，这个事情会越来越糟糕。
Have you ever felt this way before?
那你曾经有没有这样感觉到过呢？
Have you ever felt like turning back?
你有没有感觉到以前曾经有没有感觉到过要往回走呢？
Have you ever been tempted to go back into your own ways?
那你有没有以前有没有这样过要往回走，就是按照自己的方式行走呢？
Because I have.
我以前有这样子的。
Jesus told us to go this way.
耶稣要我们往这条路走。
And you're only halfway there.
你只行走了一半。
You've tried to go his way.
你试着要跟随他的路走。
But under these circumstances,
但是在这种情况下，
it's just too hard now.
确确实实是太难了。
Everything around you is telling you you're not going to make it.
我周围的一切都在告诉我，我不能成功。
All your fears now are coming in.
我所有的恐惧都来到了。
Your fears are telling you, stop trusting Jesus.
我的恐惧告诉我，不要再相信这位耶稣了。
If you don't start taking matters into your own hand,
如果你自己 你不用你自己的双手来控制你自己，
if you don't start putting more focus on your work,
如果你不再你不再努力用心的工作，
if you don't start focusing in more on your studies,
如果你再不用心的学习，
on your finances,
或者在你的经济上放心思。
If you don't take control of your health now,
如果你不再控制你自己的健康，
instead of focusing so much on your commitment to Jesus,
但是呢，你在在承诺耶稣的这件事情上，
no, instead of focusing on Jesus, right?If you don't take matters into your own hands instead of focusing on trusting in Jesus,
你没有就是控制自己的控制自己的经济，而是在而是把心思花在耶稣的身上。
You're not going to make it.
你不会成功。
How come I can't sense Jesus when I feel that way?
那我这样感觉的时候，我为什么感觉不到耶稣呢？
Where is he anyways?
那耶稣在哪里呢？
That's what they're thinking.
这是他们是这样想的。
Where's Jesus anyways?
那耶稣在哪里？
The last time he calmed the storm, he was in the boat with us.
上一次他安息了风暴的时候，他和我们是在一条船上。
This time he just told us to go, we obeyed, and he left us alone in the storm.
那这一次呢，他就叫我们就是顺服他，上了船，他就离我们，他就不和在，不和我们在一起了。
You ever felt that way before? Where is Jesus?
那你曾经有没有这样感受到过呢？耶稣在哪里呢？
If you have, tell someone next to you right now. Yes, I felt that way before.
如果你有的话，你有过这样子的感受，曾经
，No one，
可以和你的邻居讲。
跟你邻居说，我有这样子感觉过。Yes， 没有吗？哦，你们太属灵了。The first watch gave way to the second watch.
那现在是从晚上的一更天到了二更天。
The second watch is the time of night that goes from 9 p.m. to midnight.
那二更天呢，是从晚上的九点到十二点半夜。
The second watch, that's what they did. They divided their night into fours.
以前呢是把一个晚上呢分成四更。
The second watch of the night gave way to the third watch.
那从二更天呢又到了三更天。
That's midnight to 3 a.m.
那三更天呢是从半夜到早上三点。
The storm is only getting worse.
这风暴呢也是越来越厉害。
And Jesus still doesn't show up.
他们呢仍旧没有见到耶稣。
You know, sometimes when you're getting into trouble,
那有时候呢当你在困境的时候，
And you don't think it's going to last for very long.
你觉得呢、
right?
这样子的境况呢不会很长久。
You start falling into a bad circumstance in your life and you don't think it's going to last very long.
有时候呢你身处恶境的时候呢你会觉得 这样恶劣的境况呢不会持续很久。
Sometimes you just think, I just gotta get through this.
有时候呢你会想只要我过了这一关就好了。
I just gotta get through this.
我只要过了这一关就好了。
Sometimes even Christians say that to one another.
甚至呢就是基督徒也会这样相互的说。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
You'll get through this.
你会没问题的。
You can do it.
你可以成功的。
It's just but a little season. It's just but a little season.
只要你再稍微。
It's just a little short time.
只要再给他一点时间。
Just hold on tight.
只要你努力就熬着。
It will pass soon.
很快就会过去的。
But.The second watch gives way to the third watch.
但是当从二更天到三更天的时候，
What you thought was going to be a short problem starts to stretch out a bit.
那你觉得这个是一个很短暂的问题的时候呢，感觉好像这个问题延长了。
And when the trouble starts to stretch out for a longer time,
当这个困境呢延长的时候
，That's when you begin to wonder.
那你呢就开始怀疑了。
Where is my God?
我的神在哪里呢？
Because I was trying to get through this short problem on my own strength.
因为我想通过我自己的力量来克服这个困境。
But now I'm asking, where's my God?
但是现在呢，我在问我的神在哪里。
Where is my God when I need help?
当我需要帮助的时候，我的神在哪里？
Where is my God? Because I realize I cannot do this on my own.
我的神在哪里呢？因为我已经意识到我单凭我自己的力量我做不到。
Where is God?
神在哪里？
Where is Jesus when I need him the most?
当我需要耶稣的时候，他在哪里呢？
In all of the gospel accounts,
那在所有的福音书里
，It tells us that Jesus was up on the mountain.
所有的福音书都告诉我们，此时此刻其实耶稣就在山上。
But if Jesus is on the mountain,
但是如果耶稣在山上的话
，Do you know what that means?
你知道这是指什么吗
？If Jesus is on the mountain,
如果耶稣在山上的话。
It means that Jesus has a special vantage point.
所以，那这就是指呢，耶稣呢有一个特殊的优势。
In fact, it was in Mark's account.
其实在那个马可福音。
Uh-huh. It says that from where Jesus was.
从耶稣所处的地方。
He could see what's going on in the sea.
他可以看到海面上的一切。
It says that he saw with his own eyes their struggles.
他亲眼见到他的门徒在挣扎。
He saw their struggle.
他看见他的门徒在挣扎。
That means that when you are in the midst of your struggles,
那我们在挣扎，在我们困境当中挣扎的时候
，He knows.
耶稣知道
，Because he sees.
因为他看得到
，He knows your struggles.
他知道你的挣扎。
Tell that to someone next to you. He knows my struggles.
请你告诉 你的邻居，他知道我的挣扎。
Tell them he knows your struggles.
告诉他们，他耶稣知道你的挣扎。
He knows your struggles.
大声地说，他知道你的挣扎。
He knows your struggles.
Yes, he knows your struggles.
I know. He knows my struggles. He knows your fear.
他知道我的挣扎，他知道我的恐惧。
And yet.When you see the word of God,
当你看到神的话语的时候
，What was he doing?
他在做什么呢
？What was Jesus doing?
那耶稣在做什么呢
？What was Jesus doing?
耶稣在做什么
？What was Jesus doing?
耶稣在做什么
？He was praying for you.
他在为你祷告。
Jesus prays for you.
耶稣为你祷告。
Jesus prays for you.
耶稣为你祷告。
Do you hear that?
你有没有听到？
Jesus not only knows your struggles, but Jesus prays for you.
耶稣不仅仅知道你的挣扎，并且更重要的是他为你祷告。
Say that right now. Jesus prays for you.
我们大家一起说，耶稣为你祷告。
Jesus prays for you.
耶稣为你祷告。
That's what it says to us in the Bible.
那圣经上就是这么说的。
That Jesus right now in Romans 8, he is praying for you.
在罗马书八章，嗯，里就说到，耶稣此时此刻正在为你祷告。
I love what it says in Hebrews.
那在希伯来书也说到。
It says that Jesus is able to save.
希伯来书里面说到，耶稣可以拯救。
He is able to save us. If you want to look at Hebrews 7:25.
在希伯来书七章二十五节
that Jesus is able to save us all the way, not just halfway. Jesus is able to save us all the way.
那在希伯来书七章二十五节说，耶稣他能拯救到底
，not just halfway，
不是半途而废
，but all the way。
是拯救到底。
But why is he able to save us all the way?
那他为什么能够拯救到底呢
？Because Hebrews says, because he always lives to pray for you.
因为在希伯来说，书说说到，因为他是长远活着，替他替你们祈求。
He lives to pray for you.
他长远活着为你们祷告。
You think you are alone?
你觉得你是孤独的吗
？You think you're in the storm？
你觉得你是在风暴当中吗
？Jesus lives to pray for you。
耶稣是长远活着为你祷告。
Jesus not only knows the storm you're in。
耶稣不仅仅知道你正身处风暴当中。
The fears that you face。
他不仅仅知道你所面临的恐惧。
But Jesus lives to pray for you。
耶稣长远活着为你祷告。
Verse 25. You guys amen that? Verse 25.
第二十五节。
But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. They're afraid again.
第二十五节，第二十五节说到耶稣在海面上行走。往门徒那里去，当门徒看到他们在海面上行走，他们很惊慌了。
And they said, "It is a ghost."
他们说是个鬼怪。
And they what? They cried out in what? Fear.
他们呢便害怕喊叫。
See, they're already afraid, and now they see a ghost, and they're even more afraid.
他们已经很害怕，然后他们现在见到一个鬼怪，他们就更加害怕。
But look what Jesus does.
但是看一看耶稣是怎么做的。
Look what Jesus does when people are in fear.
让我们来看一看当当我们有害怕的时候，耶稣是怎么做的。
Verse 27. But immediately, say immediately.
我们一起说。
Jesus spoke to them.
耶稣连忙对他们说。
See that?
有没有看到？
When you are in fear,
当你在恐惧当中
，Jesus speaks to you.
耶稣和你会和你说话。
When you are in fear,
当你在恐惧之中
，Jesus speaks to you.
耶稣会和你说。
He not only knows.
他不仅仅知道。
He not only lives to pray.
他不仅仅长远活着为你祷告。
But in your fear, he wants to.Speak to you.
但在你的恐惧当中，耶稣想要和你说话。
And he says to them.
他对他们说。
Take heart.
他对他们说，放心。
It is I.
是我。
That's the word that translates into I am.
这个我就是我是谁。
The way that Jesus referred.That God refers to Himself.
那就是这个我就是神是指他自己。
The name that the Jewish people do not even say.
那这个名字呢，其实犹太人并不说。
Because His name is too holy.
因为他这个名字是太圣洁了。
Too powerful.
太有力了。
Too majestic.
太伟大了。
That's that word.
这就是这个字。
Jesus says in our fear, in their fear.
在我们的恐惧当中，耶稣说，在他们的恐惧中，耶稣说。
He said, "Take heart."
放心。
I am.
是我。
Do not be afraid.
不要害怕，不要怕。
When did Jesus come?
那耶稣什么时候来的呢
？Did he come in the first watch?
那在耶稣是在一更天的时候就来的吗？
Did he come in the second watch?
他是在二更天的时候来的吗？
Did he come in the third watch of the night?
他是在三那个晚上三更天的时候来
的。 Yes or no?
是不是？
Yes or no? What watch did he come in?
他是什么时候来的？
The fourth watch of the night.
他是在四更天的时候来的。
I'm supposed to end. It's time.
我知道我应该结束了。
Should I end? For communion? No? Should I end? Are you guys hungry? Should we end? Or keep going? What watch did he come in? When did Jesus come?
耶稣是哪根天来的？
The fourth watch.
四根天。
You know, some say,
你知道吗？有些人说,
that the darkest hour comes right before the sunrise.
有人说，黎明前，黎明前的什么，黑暗就在黎明之前。
啊？再说。最深的黑
夜就在黎明之前。
That sounds nice. The darkest hour comes before the sunrise.
那在天亮之前就是最深的黑夜。
When the trouble in life seems to be too much.
当我们在生活当中遇到的一些困难的时候，我们感觉是自己承担不了的时候。
When it seems as if the enemy is going to overcome us.
感觉好像我们的敌人就要战胜我们。
When you are on your knees and you can't take it anymore.
当你在你的膝盖上，你觉得你自己已经承受不了的时候。
When you are not just losing hope, but when you have lost hope.
不仅仅说不是指你在失去希望，而是你已经失去了希望。
But as I look throughout the Bible,
但是当我读圣经的时候，
it seems to be,
有时候觉得，
that God brings his salvation to his people at just the right time.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们就会看到神就在最关键的时候来拯救我们。
I see that God is a God who brings salvation at just the right time.
我从圣经上可以看到神就在最关键时候把他的救赎带到了他的子民当中。
I have heard people say,
我也听到人家这么说，
that God is never late.
神是永远不会迟到的。
Do you agree with that? Amen?
你同意吗？
Do you see that God is never late?
你有没有看到神是永远不会迟到的？
Amen? But I also see in this passage that God is never late.Early.
但是呢，从这几节经文当中，我也看到神也不会提早。
God is never late.
神永远不会迟到。
But he's also never early.
但是呢，他也不会提早。
He comes at just the right time.
他就在那个关键的时刻来到。
And oftentimes he comes when our faith is being stretched to its limit.
有时候呢，他来的时候呢，就在我们的信心呢，就是到了极限的时候。
When our faith begins to fail,
在我们的信心呢，就要开始下沉的时候。
When we need him the most,
当我们最需要他的时候。
When we know that we can't do anything,
当我们意识到我们做不了任何事情的时候。
God comes through.
就在那个时候，神会来到我们中间。
Amen. God will come through.
那神就会来。
God will save.
神会拯救。
God will save.
神会拯救。
And when he comes,
当他来的时候，
When he came to his disciples,
当他来到他的门徒中间的时
候， I was thinking about this.
那我这我在想，
You know, Jesus could have come in another ship.
那我就在想呢，耶稣可以其实坐着另外一条船来。
Jesus could have come in another boat.
他可以坐着另外一条船来到他的门徒。
There are many, many ways that Jesus could have come.
其实耶稣可以通过很多的方式来。
He could have come in many ways that they could expect.
那他可以其实他可以通过很多的方式来到门徒的中间。
But oftentimes when Jesus comes,
但是呢，通常当耶稣来的时候，
He comes in a way that we don't expect.
他总是通过一种我们意想不到的方式来到我们中间。
Jesus' help comes at the right time and in the most unexpected ways.
耶稣的帮助呢，就是在最关键的时候来到，而且呢是以一种最意想不到的方式。
You can say that his solutions are always unexpected.
你可以这么说，耶稣的解决问题的方式呢，是最意想不到的方式。
The way that Jesus comes to save, it's unthinkable.
那耶稣来拯救我们的方式呢，也是我们无法想象的。
It's not in the ways that any human being would imagine.
那不是任何一个我们人类可以想象的方式。
That's why when Jesus came to save us, he came to save us by dying.
所以呢，耶稣来拯救我们的时候呢，是通过他的死来拯救我们。
He came to show us his power.
他来显示他的大能。
By becoming weak.
而是通过软弱来显示他的大能。
He came to show us that he is God.
他来向我们显示他是神。
By being a man.
但是呢，是通过成为一个人来显示。
Why would you expect God to come and save you in any other way?
那你为什么你要期待神通过其他的方式来拯救你呢？
When you want God's help.
当你需要想要神的帮助的时候，
Don't look for God's help in the way that you expect.
不要用你所期待的方式来寻找神的帮助。
When you ask for help in faith,
当你神祈求在信心上帮助你的时候，
You better expect something supernatural.
你呢，你一定要期望一些就是超自然的能力发生。
You better expect.A miracle.
你一定要期望有奇迹发生。
Look at what Peter does.
我们来看看彼得是怎么做的。
Verse 28.
在第二十八节。
Peter answered him.
彼得说
，Lord, if it is you,
主如果是你
，command me to come to you on the water.
请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And Jesus said, Come.
耶稣说你来吧。
So Peter got out of the boat.
彼得就从船上下去。
And he walked on the water and came to Jesus.
在水面上走要到耶稣那里去。
But when he saw the wind,
当他见到风只因见风甚大，
he became afraid.
他就害怕。
Began to sink.
他将要沉下去。
And he cried out.
然后他喊着说，
Lord, save me.
主啊救我。
And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him.
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他。
And saying to him, O you of little faith, why do you doubt?
耶稣说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
Let me ask you a question.
我想问你一个问题。
Why did Jesus invite Peter out into the water?
为什么耶稣要邀请彼得来到水面上呢？
I was thinking about that.
我也在思考那个问题。
Why did Jesus invite Peter and not any of the other disciples to walk on water?
那耶稣为什么要邀请彼得来水上行走，而不是其他的门徒呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么
Look at the Bible.
我们来看圣经
Look at God's word.
我们看神的话语
Why did Jesus ask Peter to come and not any of the other disciples?
那耶稣为什么要、请彼得来到水面上行走
Why?
而不是其他的任何一个门徒呢为什么
Why?
为什么
No. Because he asked.
因为是彼得自己请求的。
Do you see that? A lot of times we think it was only Jesus' invitation to Peter.
我们很多时候看到呢，就是耶稣邀请彼得。
When Peter saw Jesus in the middle of the storm,
当彼得看到耶稣在风暴之中。
When the waves are crashing,
当、风浪、击打着他的时候
and he saw his Lord Jesus walking on the water,
他看见了他的主耶稣在水面上行走
and he heard the voice of Jesus,
他听到了耶稣的声音
he asked,
所以他请求了
The others didn't dare to ask.
那其他人呢，甚至不敢这样子请，做出
这
样的请求。但是，彼得请求了。
And then Jesus invited.
然后呢，耶稣就邀请了他。
And then Peter obeyed.
然后呢，彼得呢就顺服了耶稣。
In the middle of his fear.
在这个恐惧之中。
When he heard the voice of Jesus.
当他听到耶稣的声音。
He asked.
他请求。
Lord, if that's you.
主啊，如果是你。
I know that you have all kinds of power.
我知道你有任何的大能。
And if you have the power to walk on water.
你有这个大能在水面上行走。
Then ask me to come.
然后请你邀请我也这样做。
If you have the power to walk on water,
如果你有这个大能在水面上行走。
Jesus, I want to walk on water.
耶稣，我也想这样做。
Jesus, would you invite me in my small, small faith to walk on water?
凭着我微小的信心，你可以邀请我也在水面上行走吗？
Because I don't want to be in this storm.
因为我也想在这个风暴当中。
I can't handle being in this storm.
我也承受不了了。
I want to walk on water with you.
我想和你在一同在水面上行走。
And I believe that you have the power to do it.
因为我知道你有这个大能，可以这样，可以
这样做。Jesus loves that type of faith.
你知道吗？耶稣非常的喜爱这样的信心。
He loves that type of faith.
他非常喜爱这样的信心。
When you have that type of faith to ask.
如果你有这样的信心去请求的话
Jesus will give you a response.
那耶稣就会一定会回
应 When you have the faith to ask for help,
当你有这样的信心去寻找帮助的
时候 When you have that type of faith,
如果你有类似的信心的话
Jesus will give you a word.
耶稣肯定会和你讲话
Jesus only had to give Peter one word.
那耶稣只需要给彼得一句话一个字
He only had to give Jesus one word.
一个字
He said,
他说
come.
来吧。
He said, Jesus just said, come.
耶稣只说了来吧。
And it's as if Jesus' word was like a stone path laid out on the water for Peter.
那耶稣的话语呢就好像在海面上为彼得铺了一条道路。
So that in the middle of crashing waves,
在这些风暴当中
When Peter stepped out of the boat,
当彼得走出跨出这条船的时候
He was standing on the word of God.
他站在神的话语上面
And God's word is so firm.
神的话语是如此的坚定
And God's word is so trustworthy.
神的话语是如此的值得信靠。
That when you step out of the boat onto His word,
当你跨出这条船的时候，站在神的话语上面的时候
，and when you fix your eyes, Peter was looking at Jesus.
当你定睛仰望神的时候
，you will not fall.
你不会跌倒。
When you stand on the firmness of God's word.
当你站在神坚定的话语上面的
时候 and you fix your eyes on Jesus,
当你定睛仰望神的时候
you will experience the power of God.
你就会经历神的大能。
You experience His power.
你就经历了神的大能。
I can't explain it.
我不能做任何多的解释。
Have any of you experienced God's power that way before? Say amen.
那你曾经有没有这样经历过神的大能呢？
Have you ever trusted in His word and fixed your eyes on Jesus and you experienced the power of God? Say amen.
你曾经有没有就是定睛仰望神，信靠神的话语，经历神的大能？
Because non-Christians ask Christians all the time.
那非基督徒呢，总是这样问基督徒。
How did you get into that college?
你是如何进入那家大学的呢？
When your grades were so bad.
你的成绩并不是那么好。
That's what people ask me and Frank all the time.
那大家就是这样问我和那个 Frank 的一直。
We will not tell you how low our SAT scores were.
我不会告诉你们我考 SAT 考了多少，很低，
And people will say, how did you get into that college?
那人家就会问我，你如何进入那家大学的呢？
You don't have grades to get into that school.
你的成绩并没有那么好。
All you were doing was loving Jesus.
你所做的只是爱耶稣。
How did you get that job, anyways?
那你是如何得到那份工作的呢？
Right, Bobby? You weren't qualified for that job.
你对那个工作来说，你是其实并没有达到他的要求的。
You ask some brothers and sisters how they got that job and they weren't qualified for it.
你问问周围的兄弟姐妹看，他们是如何得到那份他们其实并不。就是他们那份工作的，但是他们并没有达到他们的要求的。
The doctor said.
这位。
The doctor said.
医生说。
You were supposed to die years ago.
医生说，你其实几年前就应该死了。
How are you still living today?
你怎么你如今怎么仍旧活着呢
？Others look at our lives.
那其他人看着我们的生命。
They don't see a smooth life.
他们没有看到一个就是很平稳的生活。
What they see is the problems in our life.
他们看到的是我们生活当中的问题。
And then they see and they wonder, why do you have so much joy in the midst of your problems?
但是呢，在我们的困境当中呢，他们仍旧看到了我们有如此多的喜悦。
You are in the middle of a storm.
你在这个风暴之中。
You should want to commit suicide.
有些人或许已经要自杀了。
You are facing all types of fears in this world.
你面临着世界上一切的恐惧。
You should just stay home.
你应该就乖乖地待在家里。
Don't touch people.
不要接触任何的人。
You have all these fears.
你有所有的恐惧。
Go hide away.
应该把自己隐藏起来。
And live and dwell in your fears.
那应该在你的恐惧中成长，生活，在你的恐惧中生活。
But the non-believer sees something else in a Christian.
但是呢，非信徒呢，在我们这些基督徒身上呢，看到另外一种情
景。How can you have so much joy when you're in the middle of a storm?
在你在风暴之中，你为什么有如此多的喜悦呢
？How are you able to walk on water?
你如何能在水上行走呢？
And you can say,
那你可以说
Because I'm standing on the word of God.
因为我站在神的话语之上
Because my eyes are not on the storm.
因为我的眼睛不在风暴之中
My eyes are on Jesus.
我的眼睛在耶稣上面
My eyes are on Jesus.
我的眼睛在耶稣上面
And I stand on his book.
我站在他的话语之上。
His word holds me up.
他的话语使我站立。
His word is what I trust.
我所信靠的是他的话语。
I don't have any power.
我没有任何的能力。
But I have the power of the Holy Spirit in me.
但是在我里面的圣灵有能力。
And I'm walking on water.
所以我在水上行走。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.Because my eyes are on Jesus.
因为我的眼睛在仰望神。
Amen? Father, we come before you and we ask that it was you speaking truth into our hearts today.
父神，我们来到你面前，我们请求是你在和我们讲述你的真理。
And we know that even though no one knows where we are at, you know where we are at.
我们知道，甚至任何人都不知道我们在哪里的时候，你知道我们在哪里。
You know the storm that we are in.
你知道我们所处的风暴。
Because you see us.
因为你看得到。